Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's been a Skin Show 105.3 The Fan. It's time to turn our attention to the Texas Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Ricos and the Rangers Rewards Fan Card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. Joining us now, our special guest of the week for the Rangers Player Show, it is Delino DeShields. How you doing, Lino?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, we appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us. Obviously, yesterday, a very special day, Jackie Robinson Day, and you had the awesome shoes. Would love to get the story behind those kicks you were wearing yesterday.
Well, you know, I always try to have the most fire cleats on the field, especially on days like yesterday. But, yeah, it was just a collab that me and this artist in L.A. goes by Kicks Radames. He's a celebrity artist. He's really big in the NBA. And, you know, he's been trying to, you know, the more we've kind of talked about, you know, kind of what, you know, I've been wanting to do, you know, with this platform that I have, you know, that God's given me. It's just an opportunity for him to kind of, you know, put himself into a different sport, you know, platform for him. And, yeah, so I had one shoe that was dedicated to the Brooklyn Dodgers and the other one, Kansas City Monarchs, you know, his Negro League team. And, yeah, it was a pretty cool collab that we did. You know, he does some really good stuff. And, yeah, I feel like I had the, you know, most fire kicks out there.
You definitely did. And, you know, I'm curious as to how many different kinds that you rotate out and how many different kinds that you're involved with. Because I've seen a couple videos on this, and I did see some information on the ones that you were wearing yesterday. But how many different ones do you change out, and how involved are you in those designs?
I'm very involved with the designs. You know, I usually... if they're custom like that, they're usually for, like, special days. Like, you know, I did my opening day spikes and then Jackie Robinson. Probably do, like, Father's Day and Mother's Day, maybe a military appreciate. You know, just days like that is probably when, you know, everybody will see the custom with the designs and all the colors and all that cool stuff. Players Weekend, obviously. But for the most part, I keep it simple. You know, I don't like to rotate cleats. Once you break them in, you know, it's just a comfort thing for me. So, you know, Chew always, my locker's next to Chew. He always gets on me because I always have boxes of cleats come in. And he's like, what are you going to do with all these shoes? And I guess they're just there if I, you know, burn a hole through them running or something. But, yeah, I don't like switching out of them very often.
Well, you talked about talking to Kicks Radames about what you want to do with the platform that, you know, you've been blessed with. And so let's give you a chance to, what is it that you'd like to do with that platform?
Well, you know, I just had like a moment, you know, this off season to where I feel like I wasn't using my platform the best way that I could. And, you know, I've always wanted to impact the community, especially the African-American community, because, you know, the population in the African-American population in our sport has been kind of going down, especially within the last couple of years. So, you know, it really started with that, wanting to get more involved in that community for you know, young African-American kids to have somebody to look up to, someone they can relate to, so that they can, you know, maybe aspire to become a big leaguer. And that's kind of where it started. And yeah, it just kind of went on from that. But you know, I just wanted, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't want to look back and be like, dang, I wish I, you know, could have used this opportunity more than I had if I, you know, if I'm not using it the way that I have been, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Talking to Delino DeShields Jr. here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, so I want to talk about your dad in this regard. Growing up, how much did you think about the history of the game? How important was it to your dad, for example, and how much did you know about Jackie Robinson growing up?
I was surrounded by it. I mean, my whole room was, you know, I had pictures and artwork of, you know, all the great players that came before me, books. You know, something my dad was heavily involved in. He always wanted to remind me where I came from and who paved the way for me. And he, you know, he wore his pants up and honored the Negro Leagues. So, yeah, I was just completely surrounded by it from a very young age. And, yeah, Jackie Robinson, obviously, is a pioneer to start, you know, the whole movement for giving us the opportunity to play this sport. So I'll forever love him for that, you know what I'm saying? And just extremely grateful, incredible human to go through and endure what he did. And, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. We were talking to Delino DeShields. Hey, so in terms of your ability to run, your green light to run, is it different with this coaching regime than it has been in the past?
Yeah, there's really, I think they're starting to, I don't want to say trust, but it is like some sort of trust involved. Like, I'll just give you an example. The other day when we came back against Oakland on Sunday, we were down 7-2. And I was on second base, and I stole third. Usually the stigma behind that would be don't run, you know, don't run into outs. But, you know, I stole third. Elvis was hitting behind me. He got out. And then Hunter hit a ground ball, and we scored that run, and we were up by one run. Or not up by one run, but, you know, we were one run closer to tying the game. And, you know, if I don't steal third right there, we don't score that run. And who knows, we might not even get a chance to win the game. So they really encourage being aggressive on the base paths, no matter if we're up or down. But just always looking to move 90 feet because you never know what could happen in the course of a game. We could be up by 5-6 runs and give up 5-6 runs in the eighth or, you know, be down like we were, you know, on Sunday, 5 runs. Now we're up by 4 and all we need is a – you know, a potential grand slam to tie the game type of thing. So, yeah, they encourage me to be aggressive on the bases. They want me to move 90 feet, you know, especially if they're giving it to me. But there's also, you know, little intricate parts of the game that you have to understand, too, that comes along with that. And I think they, you know, I put in my work. I do my homework. I think they trust me when I go out there. You know, that, you know, I'm confident in that, you know, I'm going to be close to 100%, you know, if I do decide to run.
Yeah, you guys are 139-50 when you score in your time with the Rangers. That was a pretty outrageous stat right there. Talking to Delino DeShields here on the Ben and Skin Show. So I was also reading about Jude Rowe. Tell me who that is.
So Jude, well, his mom tweeted to me, he's my mini me. You know, it's a kid that idolized me. You know, and it's crazy because he tweeted at me, or his mom did, and you know, Emily saw the tweet, and you know, she went and found him, and you know, put him on TV and interviewed him on TV and everything, and the way the game just kind of happened. you know, we end up winning the game, you know, I'd have my squeeze bunt or whatever to get the go-ahead run. You know, if we lose that game, I don't even see him. But we just happened to win, and as I was doing the interview, I looked up and I saw blue hair. I was like, oh, snap, that's the kid that that I saw earlier on Twitter. And, you know, I just brought him down and, you know, said what's up and took him into the clubhouse. And, you know, I wasn't really asking for attention, to be honest. but, you know, that's just kind of something that I've always, you know, we're idols to a lot of kids. And I think it's important to kind of take the time and do small gestures like that. You know, it could change a kid's life. You know, this kid was adopted. And it's funny, his mom said that, you know, he had looked up to other players, and she asked Jude, so what do you like about Delino? And he was like, he looks like me. And I thought that was really cool, because that's exactly what, you know, kind of what I've been trying to do and encourage, you know, especially young African American boys to, you know, to play the game. So that put a big smile on my heart. And great kid, a lot of charisma, a lot of personality. He's special.
That's awesome. Wow, that does fall exactly in line with what you were talking about. Now, you also have awesome social media accounts that are full of fantastic pictures. And, man, one of the photographers you connected with at one point is a guy we've had on our show, Hi Viz, I think is his name, who's really talented. But, he some of his stuff scares me. But he's really, really talented. How did you get linked up with him?
Just a friend of mine, to be honest. You know, I linked up with him before spring training, and we did a couple things. But, yeah, the guy's super talented, you go on his Instagram page and you see all the pictures he posts. He's got some big balls, I tell you that much.
Yeah.
Climbing cranes and going on top of buildings and all types of crazy stuff. But, yeah, real laid-back dude, super talented. And, yeah, it's just always good to have somebody like that, you know, in your corner, too. So, yeah, grateful for him.
Now, you're fast on the land, but you're not fast when you're falling off something. So don't be hanging out with him too much, all right? We need you on the base pass, all right?
Yeah, I'll be careful.
All right, man. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We always love visiting with you. Shippy, do you have anything for your favorite player?
Nah, just keep killing it, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
All right,
hey,
bro.
For appearing on the show, Delino DeShields Jr. will receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers. Hey, Lino, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. There he goes.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Yes, sir. There he goes.
Love you.
Lino DeShields.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.